Hey everybody, welcome to the post show. I am Deepu. This is but you already knew that. What's going on, everybody? This is the second time we are doing the post show. This is Bobby's gift to us for making us put on face paint at SiriusXM Studios.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, but I bitched out and I didn't do a full face.
Okay. It was a whole fucking thing. Scopo and I really took a bullet for Bobby that day. We went to Sirius Studios and he brought this face painter in who he's trying to like fall in love with or whatever. And Scopo, I get my face painted first, and I get like this really intricate cow fucking design, right? I'm hating it, but I'm like playing along, like, yeah, this is great, you know, Indian guy and a cow fucking face, whatever.
I'm gonna get the picture up.
Yeah, Scopo gets a full tiger, full face.
Of course,
full
he does.
Complete.
Yeah, and then, you know, Scopo.
He ran out of paint from his giant head.
Yeah, exactly.
He ran out of orange.
He's got a big old face.
Didn't start off as a tiger.
No.
Just roast Chris.
And then, those are the faces.
What's that in the middle?
Oh, Tim. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, Tim took a bullet, too.
Tim looks good. Tim looks like that was that's like his hobby. Yeah.
And I said, give me half face or you die. Bitch.
Yeah, Lauren got Lauren. Okay, so Lauren put up a fight. Lauren put up a fight. We were originally gonna like make her get an equally intricate fucking face design, right? And she was gonna have to fucking suffer like me and Scopo did. Mm-hmm.
I was but like, then, how about you just give me a butterfly?
But then she argues it.
Why? What was the problem?
Because she
know.
Doesn't want a full fucking face
I had
design.
Shit to do.
It's still on.
Yeah, no, I get it.
In the morning, you
so
know.
You just got painted a half face and you
Bobby's
took off for the day.
I got Bobby's face on the side of my face. Isn't that
That's
enough?
A good one.
That's enough.
That's a pretty good one. It's like a tattoo.
Yeah.
Scopo and I just looked at each other like, way to take a hit for the team, Lauren. Way to take a hit. So we had a great episode today. Christy, Mike was on it. Tom was on it. How'd you guys feel about it? You guys met Kumia for the first time. How big a deal is that?
Oh, my God. That was
fun.
It was very cool.
Fun drop-in.
I grew up listening to O&A, and it was
same.
Like...
Sure, yeah.
It was. I felt like I kept it together pretty well.
Yeah,
he you
was,
were good.
It
yeah,
was
you
just,
were
just hanging.
Every yeah. time he like laughed at one of your jokes, oh, buddy, I was like, yeah.
My brain was catching on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like,
it was
just
very cool.
Shut your fucking mouth and jump in there. Jump in there when you know it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
None of this bullshit, because I'm the king of... Just like throwing the dumbest shit out there just to see what happens. Yeah. And it's like I bomb constantly when I'm like
yeah.
just doing podcasts or whatever.
Right.
I was like, no, you sit on him.
He came in at such a
spit gold.
He came in at such a funny part too, where how like right when politics started.
Oh, I know.
And like
yeah.
I didn't know how much, like I didn't know how far I wanted to go with it.
Me
and I didn't
too.
Really go too far. Like I didn't, yeah. but I was that was interesting. Yeah.
I
like we all
went a little bit.
Yeah, a little, but not too much. I also appreciate being on the post show mm-hmm. because. You texted me, or
yeah.
no, you Facebook messaged me. I said, yes, I'm in.
Uh-huh.
Then Scopo called me, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then Lauren texted me, and she was like, hey, do you want to do it? And then when they were saying, hey, you're doing the post show, you're like, I think Tom's going to do it.
Aww.
I confirmed with all three of you.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, they asked me 30 seconds ago, so I'm here.
There you go.
I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen, because Scopo, okay, so the post show is supposed to like just have the guests left, whoever was booked on the show originally.
And doesn't have any shows to do tonight.
Right.
I got no spots.
Whoever among the guests is willing to admit that they have nothing to do after the show sticks around, which is you three people.
Hell yeah.
And, so, but that's the thing, like Scopo books it, and he doesn't even have to be here, and now I'm hosting it. And I wish he would just book someone I would talk to on a normal basis. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Talk to each other.
I
see you on the train sometimes.
Yeah, I run into you on the train. I see your crew at the stand in the standing room, and I get along with everyone in your crew except for Derek Gaines. That guy hates my guts.
Really?
Because I try to roll in. Like I think I don't know how you guys feel about me, but you know I just
I love you, baby. I
no,
nice.
You don't. We don't
I'm
talk
here?
For more than 10 seconds, really.
I like you, baby. I think
I'm glad that worked the second time. That was pretty good.
I liked it.
Yeah. So yeah, the plan was, if no one agrees, I'll get fucking Steve in here.
Yeah.
Because he was hanging outside, just doing nothing, just being mopey in the city.
I love this crowd.
Dude, Steve is the hardest working guy. I know he's the he does writing sessions on Facebook Live
yes.
once a week for 2 hours.
Twice a week.
Wow. Twice a week. Oh, well, excuse me.
What does that mean, writing sessions?
So I'll
live?
Have some chalkboard wallpaper on my wall, and I'll take. A word, and then we'll kind of dissect it, and I'll get jokes from that. It's based on this lady, Sally Holloway, Serious Guide to Joke Writing. So, for example, we just did, what was the word we just did? We did something like critic, and then all these things that like a critic could say. So, for example, we ended up getting some stuff where it's like, a critic went up to me and told me my act was forgettable. I said, oh, whose act? I was on tonight. You know what I mean? Like, we get
right,
stuff
right,
like
right.
that, and then sometimes we get
gold.
Fun. Sometimes we get funny stuff, and
yeah.
then I do statistics. Look, what did you write today, Christy? Okay.
I eat fucking cheeseburgers on Facebook Live.
Exactly.
That's
there
what
we
I
go.
I was kind of jealous of that because, you know, you're kind of new in town.
Unbelievable.
And, you know.
A couple years.
Roast battle.
Brand, though, yeah.
Are you, you've been in town for a couple
two
years?
Years yeah.
2 years, oh, well.
Has it really been 2 years?
I wasn't here
I feel like
the
you're
first...
saying that to, like, establish, like, oh, I've been around longer
no,
than
no,
you
no.
think.
No, I wasn't. Like, really? Because I work a lot out of town, and my first...
Oh, well, don't rub like, it in. Don't rub it
no,
in.
No, yeah, and the first 6 months I was here, I left, like, the week I got here. All right. I left for, like, 6 months.
All right, well,
so
I guess I'm less
big
threatened.
City,
so I wasn't actually here as much as I could have been, but...
My impression was, oh, this guy just showed up, and now he's doing a food show with Alexis Gross. I should be doing a food show with Alexis Gross, for fuck's sake.
Do you ever chop wood?
You know what? A lot of people accuse me of being a hipster, but
more of like mountain man,
like a lumberjack.
I've done.
Do you wear a lot of
flannel? Attitude.
Only in the winter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can false coming.
I do.
I got
steel toe boots. Yeah.
You know,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
Steel toe.
I'm just gonna start slowing my voice down.
Oh my god! Really it's like a late night dedication. Yeah.
We're gonna do the post show.
Feels much more sexual than the grill show.
you're the male Delilah.
My voice just totally changes.
Do you know Delilah's been like divorced like seven
she's
times?
Got, like, 13 kids.
And
oh,
she's not a psychiatrist.
Wait, are you for real?
Just swear to God, she's like we like Googled her on my family vacation. She's like a legitimate psychopath. She's been divorced seven times. She's like.
She literally
your
has
family's boring
children.
As fuck.
Yeah, I know, right?
That is nuts.
Yeah, she's like not a psychiatrist.
That makes me
want
to listen to her more.
Like, she has no idea what she's talking about.
That makes me want to really get into her.
She should really use that.
And she looks crazy. You got to Google a picture.
I will.
I wish, I don't listen to her, but I wish that every time she gives advice, she ends with, what do I know?
I'm just a whore.
You do what you want.
Yeah.
So Lauren,
she's a bit of a deli worker. Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So Lauren, I heard that you just joined Bumble.
So yeah, I did
this
Bumble
past week. Yeah.
This
is a big
deal. Just kidding.
So wait, I haven't got out on a date yet, but I'm like really fucking nervous.
You're gonna get a date as soon as you want one.
No,
yes.
I'm like I don't know what to do.
Don't
I don't
do
know.
It.
You must be
no.
getting.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, because with
she's
Bumble.
Playing the humble card, which bugs me.
No, no, I'm not. I just like I'm too
humble.
Nervous.
I'm just a five.
Yeah. No, it's not true. No, I just don't want to get murdered.
You
I
won't.
Get it.
No.
But with Bumble, the girl has
she wants to get
slayed.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
their new
I just
slogan.
I want to get jackhammered.
The girl has to
put
initiate.
That in your profile.
Yeah.
That'll help.
The girl makes all the moves, right?
Yeah.
But wait.
Can we pick a guy tonight for you to go on a date with?
Yeah, but does the girl have to ask the guy
no,
out?
No, you just have to make the you have to make the first move. You have to make them send the message.
I've just been like, hey, what's up? Where you live?
Yeah, and you don't have
like,
to say much.
Oh, you
don't? Can just go, hey, how's your day? And you'll get a reply immediately.
Just
say,
hey, how big you are. Like,
yeah,
how's
exactly.
Your day?
I said how my day was, and then the girl never responded, so that may not work for everyone.
Shocker.
Bumble's great for 6 months, and then you're going to get sick of it, and then it's over.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've been on
I went wild.
Any dating
I was like,
app?
Yeah, that's it. That's
I imagine every time a girl swipes right, it's an automatic
match.
It's an automatic match. Have you ever swiped right
know.
And it's not a match?
I don't know. Does that guy have to swipe you too?
Yes, which means this is how... I'll Bumble right now.
Okay.
Is there a camera?
Yeah,
watch out.
Yeah.
I'm single.
Wait, can
so.
I just tell you though? So yeah, I did it. I registered. Who comes up? Lewis. Fucking.
Oh, shit.
I swear to God. Lewis.
Oh, God.
No.
Like,
Lewis.
Dave.
No.
Else? Yeah.
Dave.
Like a
Louis?
Bunch of people. I'm like,
Mark
left,
Mark?
Left.
Did you see Norman?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see him.
So this is how guys, this is how every guy I know bumbles. Right here.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
I watched
every
Scobo
guy.
Do that.
You
yeah.
just sit there and you know, hang out.
Oh, you got
oh,
that?
Oh, I back. I'm sorry, I'm backtracking.
Low battery?
Oh, so they just go wild, right?
No,
okay, now
don't,
let's see
you
do it.
Don't even look.
No,
you just have
wild
right.
left.
I know. Now, wait, let's try you swiping right and see if you match first.
Are you for real?
This is how guys mumble. This is why I don't do it, because I actually like look at the photos. I'm like, oh, this could be.
Yeah, but I'm not doing
then,
a bio because
you're different,
it's just,
Mike.
It hurts.
Yeah, it's so stupid to do a
photo. Can I read my bio?
Swipe right, swipe right.
You don't do a what?
Look, that's fake. Fernando, 32, you're a photographer. You're a piece of shit.
He looks good. Swipe him right.
Your mother.
Swipe him right.
Mine has a meme.
Okay,
me.
So everyone here has
that
Bumble, right?
I have Tinder.
Yeah. I'm in a relationship, but I really enjoy
so
living
yes.
for you guys.
Okay, well,
it's not fun.
What's
it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Fun. It's just, look, I've been...
Mine says, it's so easy to swipe right. It's me doing
it. Oh, it's a meme.
How's that working out?
I've had people be like, I don't think that's you. And it's like, why would I post that picture?
I got an idea. How about we all read our profiles, our description? I'll start.
And then we'll make me one.
No, let's read what you have first and
do
the newest.
Anything.
You don't have anything?
No, I don't want to do it.
Oh, people think she's a bot. That's the front. They think she's a bot.
Can we see your pictures, Lauren? Come on.
She's like
we're going to see him eventually. We're going to see him. I can take my radius down to like a block and I can find you. I'll find you right now.
First of all, I follow you on Instagram. These are all pictures that I can see.
All right, I'm going less than a mile. Yeah.
Guys, we're losing everybody. Yeah. We're all looking at our phones.
All right, sorry.
Let's keep it audio friendly, too. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read mine first.
Audio friendly.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Deepu. We'll fuck literally anything.
Deepu looking for D-U. I'm done. Get me out of here.
The Gill Man.
Oh, man. When a girl sees the name Deepu, by the way, like that's an automatic no. Probably,
no, you
right?
Don't know that.
Not necessarily.
No.
I feel like it's not. Like, okay, everyone say to themselves, this is my boyfriend, Deepu.
No, I matched with a guy named...
Don't you want to just punch Deepu. Yourself in the face after saying that?
No.
It's quirky.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Elvin.
It's quirky.
Okay. Here's my profile.
Jesus.
Info. Indian, but just barely. I work in live streaming.
It's over, buddy.
Yeah, they don't like that. My main shows right now are Game of Thrones and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Nice. Emmy winning. Emmy winning.
I've been doing the Rock workout since February 1st.
No.
This is an old profile description. And I try to listen to the audio version of The Economist on my phone, snort.
You fucking nerd.
That kind of gives a little bit of everything. No. I'm a smart guy. I'm not an asshole.
Have you
I'm friendly.
Been on a Bumble
date? Well, let's not go that far.
No, I've never been on a Bumble date.
All right, here's mine. Ready? Okay. I make breakfast for breakfast, 6 feet, 5 inches in heels. That's my profile.
Okay,
that's all I have.
That's a big thing. You got to put your height.
Well, and I also put in heels, which means I'm cute and funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, and I've been on Bumble dates, and they all say to me, man, you are 6'5". I was like, who the fuck would lie about that height?
It happens a lot.
So wait, is it awkward when you first meet with this person?
Of course, because you're like going into a sushi restaurant you would never go to. I always hug.
You hug?
You have to, because you got to break that awkwardness.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Hugging?
Yeah.
You do the half hug.
Well, I normally try to go under because normally I'm nervous and sweaty, so I don't want to be like, I don't want to like put my wet arms on somebody. Yeah. That's a great way to meet somebody. It's like, hey, you dry this off for me.
Can we read yours? Or
I'm not on Bubba.
Oh, right.
Nice.
Okay.
She got a boy.
I don't have a boyfriend, but I don't do online dating.
Playing it old school, huh?
Playing it old school.
Okay,
have you ever, Christy?
I've been on. I tried one. I tried.
She got tied
Tinder
up in a fucking dark
and
room.
And Bumble
somewhere.
On the same night. I downloaded both, and I was on them for maybe like.
I feel like Tinder's like the
week or two.
I mean, I was on Tinder when Tinder was popping.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I got there too late for that shit, man.
Uh huh.
So I tried
is
to
Bumble
play
the one.
Is Tinder not Bumble?
No idea. I'm
Bumble
out of the game. Unfortunately,
very popular.
Yeah. I think they're all on the downhill right now, but let's hear yours, Steve.
This is Tinder. I don't have Bumble.
Okay, sure.
And 6'3", easygoing guy who can make you laugh.
Aww. See, that's perfect.
That's old school.
Yeah.
And you know what, ladies?
Just
it's
enough.
True.
So that is true.
He is 6'3".
I get, yeah, exactly. Love it. I get too sticky on it because I had a girl say, can you make me laugh with your cock? And I said, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, dude.
Well, I think that the profile has to create some sort of reason for a girl to reach out as a guy. Because, like, all my messages are, what would you make me for breakfast? That's
right.
All. So it gives you a reason. Because if you might see a guy that you think is cute and you're like, oh, what do I say? But if it's something silly like that, you can be like, oh, breakfast. What do you make me for breakfast? You know, and then it's going to be silly and fun, and then eventually we don't fuck.
Right.
Like, that's how it normally goes for me. Two dates, and I'm out.
All right, so Tom's out. Lauren, what do you got?
Oh,
wait,
I
no,
got
Tom,
nothing.
Tom. Give us, like, the one-minute pitch. If you were to, you know, this is like your...
And keep it to 5 seconds.
End time.
6'2", high heels. No, I don't...
Still my profile,
high heels, period.
I make dinner for breakfast.
I'm trying to remember what my Tinder profile was, but I can't really remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have... I kind of want to re-download it right now just to see what it was.
Yeah, that's why you want to re-download it. Go ahead.
I have it on film.
Wait,
is this perfect
thing happening?
I like OK Cupid.
Yeah.
OK Cupid's pretty
good.
I didn't know that was happening. Right.
I was more of a street cat anyway, you know?
What
like,
does that mean?
Look at him.
He's Philly trash. That's how they get laid over there.
Sorry to be.
Oh,
they just stand on the street and fucking.
No, street cat is more like, you know, I feel like I'm better in person. Like on like.
We disagree.
App. Like, I don't think it's easy.
That's how I feel. I feel like I can't talk to these guys. Like, I don't know what to say to
you. You literally
don't
have to do anything.
Yeah, you Jordan.
What was that?
It's not. Yeah. It's not. This. It's just. I don't know. This is my stupid, jaded opinion about online dating. Nothing's ever happened out of it. you could get laid.
Yeah.
That's
but
all
it's
she
just
wants.
It's just annoying.
Really?
Okay, well, if that's what you're looking for, then go
I
get
guess.
It.
Yes, yeah, sure, why not?
You want random dick, because you don't want to fuck any comedians because you're trying to do this
right,
shit.
Right.
So you want random dick, so just do it.
All right.
But you don't. Why would a girl need that go online? I mean that honestly.
I know
that's
know.
Like the
that's
gimmick,
what
but.
Everyone's telling me. They're like, go Bumble and Bumble. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
There's no harm.
I don't
it's
mean
good
it.
To try.
So
because
do
you
it.
Know why?
But
because
like,
I'm going to be 30. I can't go to bars because everyone's fucking 24.
Right.
Yeah.
And then.
You don't have the time.
Yeah. No, I don't. And I don't want to. I'm not going clubbing.
Yeah.
God, I'll fall asleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but where are you going to meet on a you're going to meet at a bar on a Bumble date. That's, like, the move.
Right.
No, but,
so
yeah.
This is all I got.
You could change it
you
up, though.
You meet at the bar.
This
you
is
meet
all
at
I
the
got.
you could always go to the bar, the cafe from You've Got Mail.
Oh.
Put a rose inside a book.
It's a landmark.
I went to actually on a Bumble date at that cafe.
It's,
nice.
It's a great
it's
place
good.
To go
yeah.
on a date.
Yeah.
I've been on a date there.
How'd it go?
Pretty
yeah,
good.
I was about to say.
Really?
Oh,
just
garbage.
A nice spot.
Nice.
Just,
she
no.
looked nothing like her profile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my nightmare.
She, at the
that
end
happened
of,
to me.
And I can't say, like, I'm really bad at saying no in the sense of, like, if she goes, we should hang out again. I go, totally. And then I just ghost.
Mm. Would you leave?
No, I've never left a date. I almost left that before I got there. I got around the corner and I realized who it was, and I was like, this is not at all the person I thought it was. And I tried to turn around, which we made eye contact. So I was like, well, I guess I'm doing this for the night.
Yeah.
and yeah, at the end of the night, I was like, we should do this again. And she goes, really?
Oh.
I was like, oh, was it that obvious?
She knew.
Oh, she knew. Yeah.
Tough one.
Someone in chat says, Chrissy's on Kinder. It's a chocolate reference.
I don't get it.
Kinder?
Yeah, Kinder eggs. You ever eat them?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, Christy.
No, I don't care. I love chocolate.
So wait, like, what's your type?
Me?
Yeah.
I Nestle?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
Classic.
I don't know. I think you get to an age and you just feel,
Have you talked to any of these men yet?
Yeah.
And so do they try and hang out with you?
Yeah.
And you say no?
No, I haven't said no. I just said I'll let you know.
Oh, that's the worst. That's worse than a no.
Dude, just pick one
I'm
and do it.
I'm scared.
I get it, though. But it's
we
like,
need
it's
podcast
like...
fodder. Be out there. Spread
all
your
right.
legs.
I'll throw
Let's
my pussy
invite
around.
One up right now.
Hell yeah.
We could
yeah.
probably get one of these finance guys up here in the
probably.
Next 45 minutes, but that's... I feel like we've been here for...
Yeah,
Monday.
They're all cops, because I'm swiping to the muscles, uh-huh. and they're all telling me they're cops. Whatever.
I've been back up on girls' Tinder dates before. Like a
what
girl,
do you mean by that?
A girl who's a friend of mine.
We should do it together.
Yeah, like no, I'll just be like in the room in case it gets weird, and then they can just leave.
That's
or
you
I,
always
I'm like
have
the, I'm,
the,
I'm the
out.
I'm the
yeah.
muscle. I could be the muscle, and yeah. I've
you
done
need
that for
an
fun.
Out.
Well,
I've
you never have shows.
Like
I literally have nothing to do.
Yeah,
I have nothing going on. I'm just going on Tinder dates for other people. Mm-hmm. It's pretty great.
I stopped going on dates because I'm not funny after I get laid.
Wait, I lost you after you said I'm not funny.
Does anyone else agree with that? Like, you know, after you get
but
laid.
But you're not funny?
That's when I'm funny.
Oh, I love you, Deepu. I love you.
That's when you relax.
I go through
that's
waves.
When I'm funniest.
Yeah.
I crush post-sex.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the best.
Because you don't care anymore.
And
you
in the morning,
try.
I'm the funniest human being after a night of sex in the morning. I wake up on fucking fire.
Mm. Prove it.
Well, no,
we got a bed over there.
My dick hole's on fire. I thought I didn't. Is that not?
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think that's enough. I think we did 20 minutes, so I believe that is the post show for this week.
If I could just
I'm
say
glad
one
I was
thing,
on.
Yeah,
Lauren, I'm sick of your because I mean I've been on the podcast not that long ago, a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of you not just fucking own it. Go on a fucking date.
All right,
and just do it already.
Yeah,
all right,
totally
cool.
I thought you were about to yell at me for a second. Something about I do on the podcast.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying, just do it.
All right,
but I'm proud of you for
Thanks,
putting yourself
man.
Out there.
I was
it's
in a relationship for 10 years.
I'm
That's
proud
the
of you.
Wait, what?
That's
yeah.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
This is the first time out of 10 years.
This is a divorce.
Okay.
Whoa,
yeah.
Like actual marriage divorce.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for putting yourself out there.
I want to apologize if I was being too blunt with this.
But
it makes sense.
Give me
it's
a couple
hard.
Of months.
Yeah.
I'll get.
No.
I'll
how long ago was this that you got out of this?
This past year. So.
Oh shit! I almost got married.
Yeah.
I was in a 7-year thing that almost.
Yeah,
went.
I'll never do it again.
No, don't.
No.
It's so silly.
That's it.
What happened?
Get
eaten by a tiger?
Religion. Yeah. I wish. Would have made it easier.
But I almost think it's like a Band-Aid at this point.
It is.
I think the anticipation is going to be harder than just doing it.
Yeah.
Even if you get one date under your belt, like it'll be easier for the next one.
Are you still like not over? And
I hope not
the
no,
part.
Like,
are you? You're like
good
done.
Friends. We like high fived out. We're like see you later because we've been together since we were like 18.
You're not like going to sleep crying because you miss your husband.
No.
It's okay if you are. I cried for like I cried for a year after my even though I hated her. I was like I just didn't know what to do.
No, it's hard. Yeah. It's a hard. It's not easy, but you get over it. I mean, you gotta.
I think it's easier for women to get over. I think
you
sometimes.
Think so? Why?
A lot
That's
of different reasons.
Because they can get it usually.
I don't know. I think men are like distant in the relationship, and then when it's out, I think it's the opposite. I think because women are more supportive for each other.
Yeah, he relied on me for a lot.
Yeah,
so.
And yeah.
That's an interesting perspective. I can see that.
Yeah.
Hey, but we're all just people at the end of the day.
We are.
Oh, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
We should have just ended it when I was about to.
Yeah,
I said it's true.
Yeah, but then we got deep and we actually learned a little bit about each other.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. I think we got everything tonight. So everyone else got their plugs in. Steve, what do you got? Anything
you go to Steve Whalen, MrJokes.com, StevWhalenMrJokes.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff there.
A lot of
the
words.
Last woman I dated looked nothing like her profile picture. In her profile picture, she wasn't crying. Am I right, fella? You guys know. I had to get a joke in. But thanks so much
that.
For you ringing me
for
on
the
that
tough
one.
Love,
yeah, emphasis on the
You're welcome.
Yes, so Mike, Christy, Steve, Tom,
thank
Lauren,
you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks
great.
For
love
playing.
To do it again.
Bye, you guys. Sure.
And be sure to listen to YKWD every week on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever else podcasts are found. Good night, everybody. Have a nice night. See you later.